A Springfield Democrat says he's running against Darren LaHood to spark conversation on the issues.
I don't believe for-profit healthcare system works at all. I don't believe it has a place in our economy, and it should not.
That's 18th Congressional District Democratic candidate George Petrelli. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, September 25th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. More people are looking for a distraction from life's troubles right now. Bradley University Assistant Professor Tim Hutchings knows that firsthand. His new game book, Thousand-Year-Old Vampire, recently sold out upon release. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Tim Hutchings says that his award-winning game, Thousand-Year-Old Vampire, is played completely computerless. The game requires players to think cleverly and always keeps you on your toes.
It's a role-playing game that you play with a book, paper, and pencils. There's no computer. There's no digital anything. It's just a game, all analog. You sit down, you write stuff out by hand.
Hutchings says that a game that you can play by yourself is important during these strange circumstances we are all living in.
It's a game you play by yourself. And right now, it's a very convenient time to want to play games by yourself. I socially isolate. And part of what I do is I think about how to occupy myself and my family in those times. And turning inward and doing some things that are just for me is important.
Hutchings says that while there are several different types of games, it is important to play a game that keeps you thinking and ties in emotional context.
There's games that require dexterity, and some games kind of let us play in a way that is challenging to ourselves. The Thousand-Year-Old Vampire game leads toward introspection, and I'm a big fan of the idea that games are art, and games need to do hard things.
Thousand-Year-Old Vampire has won 3 industry awards called the Ennies. Hutchings says that he is, quote, beyond thrilled that his game has won in the categories of Best Game Rules, Best Production Value, and a Silver Award for Game of the Year. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria employees are ending their strike after 10 days. Archbishop John J. Myers is dead at age 79. He was the bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Peoria from 1990 to 2001. And the world's largest playable guitar is the centerpiece of a new music exhibit opening this weekend at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Democrat George Petrelli says the way that the 18th Congressional District is carved up makes it too safe for a Republican to win, and that means there's never an opportunity to really talk about the issues, but he's trying anyway. Petrelli is the only 18th District candidate to respond to a request to participate in a forum for the race. He tells Ryan Denham he's a Springfield native and lawyer who only became the Democratic choice on the ballot over the summer.
I think Central Illinois is a lot like a lot of different areas of the country where we have some small cities and rural areas, and a lot of the issues that are going on with rural areas right now with healthcare and lack of economic opportunities, you're starting to see what is middle and small town America not be able to survive. Economically, you see people that grew up in those areas need to leave when they go to college or to seek job opportunities. They can't really come back because there's not a lot of economic opportunity there, any growth or any opportunity for growth, and the government is not initiating policies that allow for growth to be sustainable in small and rural areas. Some of the trade issues and policies that we see have driven small and family-owned farms. They start to become less and less sufficient for the long term. So you have families that can't rely anymore on multi-generational practice of their farming.
So what's an example of where federal policymaking has come up short for rural parts of the 18th district?
Sure. And I think it stretches several different areas. The first one that I think we should address is healthcare. Healthcare for people right now is a bottleneck on the economy. People that want to build businesses, expand businesses, start businesses, people that want to change jobs, to change careers, are really held back by the idea of losing healthcare or losing coverage on pre-existing conditions for themselves or for their family. That question of whether or not I should change my job, get a new job, expand my business because of healthcare costs is a real drag on the economy, especially in areas of Central Illinois, small rural areas, small cities, where you don't have a very expansive market to go into for jobs. So, you know, large cities, Chicago, St. Louis, New York, Los Angeles, you have a larger market where you can go in and you can compete for jobs and compete for packages that include benefits. But in smaller areas, you might be stuck in a job. You may be at a state job and you may want to start a business, but you don't feel like you can because you have to have that insurance. That insurance is your lifeline. And I don't think we should have insurance tied to a job. I don't think we should have insurance tied to your income. I think we need to have insurance that is a guaranteed right for people. And I believe that it is.
Does that mean that you support then a single payer model, a universal healthcare?
I am, but not immediately because of the way that our, so initially what I'll state is that I don't believe for-profit healthcare system works at all. I don't believe it has a place in our economy and it should not. And I've stated this before that I believe anybody that says that it's a good model or that it's a working model or somehow is a better model is either misinformed or they're misinforming others. They're either lying or they don't know what they're really stating because the design of a model for profit for healthcare. And so I have an economics degree and I believe in our capitalist economic system and what that can do as far as competition, for growth, for development of new technologies. All of that is wonderful, but the healthcare system is not a place where we need to have capitalistic determination on
market. Georgia, I think it's safe to say that you are the underdog in this race. This is not perceived to be a very competitive race here in the 18th district. You know, given that reality, what is it that you hope to accomplish here by making a run?
To me, bringing up these issues, telling people in this district, I know that there is a problem here, and helping bring that up on a local level and also district-wide is almost as important as even winning this election, is to hopefully start with that momentum to get the conversation started on some of these issues.
That's 18th Congressional District Democratic candidate George Petrelli with Ryan Denham. Find more of the interview at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.